For Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama again sought to reassure Americans about the security risk at home after the terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California, which happened earlier this month. Speaking Thursday at the National Counterterrorism Center, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect Americans.
One of our greatest weapons against terrorism is our own strength and resilience as a people. Now, that means staying vigilant. If you see something suspicious, say something to law enforcement.
President Obama has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. And the friend and neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in San Bernardino 2 weeks ago was charged Thursday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase and immigration fraud. Enrique Marquez faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Marcus did legally buy the weapons for U.S. citizen Saeed Farouk and his Pakistani-born wife, Tahsin Malik, used in the California massacre. Investigators determined that he originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot he and Farouk allegedly drew up in 2012. Members of Libya's rival governments have signed a peace deal despite concerns about the legitimacy of the much-disputed pact. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. Remains unclear right now how many people support the agreement and who would be signing it. This is VOA News. An independent review panel has found that the way the United Nations handled allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in the Central African Republic was seriously flawed and a gross institutional failure. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports the panel depicts a UN that failed to respond meaningfully, as they put it, and faced the information about what they called reprehensible crimes against vulnerable children.
A three-person review board investigated the UN response to the charges that peacekeepers had abused several children, offering them food or money in exchange for sex. The panel released its report on Thursday, its chair saying there had been gross institutional failures. Most of the accused were French soldiers serving with a force outside of UN control. The panel said that did not absolve the organization of responsibility to assist and protect the victims. UN Chief Ban said in a statement that he accepts the broad findings of the panel's report and that he would carefully study their recommendations. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Niger's President Mahamadou Issoufou says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide TV appearance, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace with military helicopters just as Independence Day celebrations were underway. Niger is a major Western ally in the fight against the Islamic extremists, including Boko Haram. U.S. lawmakers say Iran's continued missile tests cast doubt on the viability of an international nuclear accord with Tehran and require a stronger American response. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker said Tehran has repeatedly shown it's not trustworthy by convicting an American reporter, launching cyber attacks against the State Department, defying a U.N. travel ban, and exporting weapons to Syria and Libya.
I think the agreement is off to a really terrible start. We see no evidence of them paying a price for any of these actions.
State Department's lead coordinator for Iran nuclear implementation, Stephen Mull, says Iran's objectionable actions fall outside the scope of the nuclear accord finalized earlier this year. He said Iran is moving to comply with that accord. U.S. and Cuban officials have reached agreement on restoring regular commercial airline flights between the former Cold War foes after more than 50 years, a milestone on the one-year anniversary of a diplomatic thaw between the two countries. President Obama said full normalization of relations between Cuba and the U.S. will be a long journey, but he added that more Americans are visiting Cuba.
That's the latest world news from VOA.